In the 1970s, Imad Mughniyeh was a slender youth with a serious face who regularly attended the speeches of Sayyid Fadlullah in the family's mosque. In the following years, Imad Mughniyeh became famous on a global scale as a military commander for Hizbullah. He was an experienced personality who was connected to many of the plans for military operations against the Zionists. His friends during his childhood remember that he had the personality of a commander right from the beginning. From among his qualities in the planning of security was that even when he was seen, nobody recognized him. This quality resulted in him being seen as a normal and simple person who didn't have bodyguards. He did this in order to continue his activities unseen. He would attend the general and official meetings of the resistance as an average person with no special formality. He did not overly debate in these meetings and would more often listen carefully to the discussions. When a meeting between General Qasim Soleimani of the Sipah's Al-Quds force and Muhammad Nasif, the assistant to the Syrian president, occurred, Imad Mughniyeh was part of the Iranian delegation. In the meeting, the translator mistranslated from Arabic to Persian, and Haj Imad had to correct the mistranslation. Thus, he introduced himself as an advisor in the delegations. In this manner, he managed the negotiations as a translator, and so he gained the freedom to conduct his activities. But despite this freedom, he would carry his brown-colored sidearm with him. Imad Mughniyeh kept up his physical strength throughout his life and even up to the end of his life. He gained the attention of the Zionists due to a 2006 documentary released from the Al-Mayadeen channel. The documentary revealed a recent preliminary operation which preceded the capturing of Zionist soldiers by the resistance fighters of Lebanon. In this documentary, there were clips of Imad Mughniyeh where he was managing and coordinating the team to conduct the military operation to capture Zionist soldiers. In the last hours before his martyrdom, Haj Imad had a meeting with Ramadan Abdullah, the Secretary General of Islamic Jihad. One of the Iranian commanders relates that they were supposed to meet each other in the middle of the night. It is related that multiple meetings were conducted about increasing and strengthening Hamas and Islamic Jihad in their military and security aspects. Haj Imad would normally arrive late to meetings. But when he arrived in meetings, he always had a smile on his face, which would win over the hearts of the people in the meetings, and nobody was able to say something to him. That night, after the end of the meeting, Imad Mughniyeh came down from the meeting and went towards his car. After the explosion took place, the first person to reach Imad Mughniyeh was an Iranian commander. But it was too late because Haj Ridwan Imad Mughniyeh had attained martyrdom. Martyr Mughniyeh used to say the following about himself: "It is treacherous for me to be afraid of death when I myself ask my brothers to conduct jihad. The weakest form of faith is to favor for myself that which I favor for them." Imad Mughniyeh was assassinated and attained martyrdom via a bomb which was placed inside a parked car which was on the path Haj Imad Mughniyeh was walking. The assassination was conducted via a terrorist operation on behalf of the CIA, Mossad, and intelligence services of various countries in the city of Damascus on February 12, 2008.